Back now with Day to Day. Teen angst can be pretty tedious, unless you're a singer-songwriter with some actual talent. Robert Francis is a 19-year-old from Los Angeles who just released his first CD. It's called One by One. The album's emotional darkness and musicality piqued our interest, so music journalist Christian Bordahl invited Robert Francis down to our studios at NPR West to talk about his album, and Robert Francis performed a few tunes for us.
There's blood on the horizon. Moon is half in full. The city lights, the light on late coming home from school. I'm a fool.
I was given the soundtrack to Paris, Texas by my sisters when I was really young. And so I'd fall asleep listening to that every day. And I fell in love with that because it calmed me in my mind is pretty crazy, let's say. And so, you know, it'd be nice to fall asleep to that.
Young singer-songwriter Robert Francis says the songs on his first CD, One by One, all come out of the emotional turmoil he suffered after a failed relationship. He says he struggles to keep his mind from going into dark places, but there's a haunting darkness that pervades his songs, musically and lyrically.
We were kids, we played games in the dark, underneath the castles that sheltered us from the loneliness of ever being apart. That's the way the love turned.
Though as a child he fell asleep listening to Ry Cooder's Texas border music, it's Townes Van Zandt, the iconoclastic, itinerant Texas country folky that has turned out to be Francis' musical and spiritual soulmate. Van Zandt, who was a diagnosed manic depressive and alcoholic, died 10 years ago at age 52, when Francis was only 9.
I have almost every record of his. There's some that are pretty hard to find. I've made like a list and I just checked them off. But, I mean, there's nothing more to me. You know, it doesn't go beyond that for me.
What is it about his music that you think moves you so much?
Because it's like the only real thing I've heard. He's not hiding anything, but he's not pretending to be anything. And I love that about him, yeah.
I want to kill it all just to kill the pain. Then I know you'd feel like you're the one to blame. You were just too young and just too smart. Probably the best candidate for a broken heart.
Robert Francis was raised in a community of musicians. His father is a classical music producer, and Francis grew up listening to his older sister's indie rock bands playing clubs around L.A. Both of them provide backing vocals on his new record. And his sister Juliet's significant other, Joaquim Cooder, drums on some of the tracks. And his father, Ry Cooder, also appears. In fact, when Francis was only 9, Ry Cooder gave him a National steel guitar, which he says he's only now learning to use and appreciate. But he may never have become a guitar player if not for his mum.
My mother's from Mexico, so, I never had really considered the guitar because my dad, he's a classical record producer. Since a young age, it was always piano, piano, piano. And then she was like, you should learn the guitar, you know, so you can play our canciones together. And then we can have a great time when all my sisters come over. And I was like, the guitar? Like, okay, I'll learn the guitar for you, Mom.
A rocker on my little girl. A rocker on your big man world.
Francis' songwriting hero, Townes Van Zandt, is well known for the almost painful honesty and lack of artifice in his songs. And at the age of only 19, despite as a teenager occasional detours into purple prose, Francis, on his first record, has laid himself out in song and created some incredibly moving and beautifully musical moments.
was very young. Every day I wonder what I could have done.
It's interesting to me how artists who work from such a personal source, as they strip away the exterior layers of themselves, somehow also start to strip away the layers of musical convention, so that the music also feels like it's coming from a place of freedom and essential truths. Not many people can manage to do that. It's a rare gift. And of those artists who do work that way, many, like Townes Van Zandt or Nick Drake or Joni Mitchell, many suffer terribly dealing with their personal demons and either learn coping mechanisms with age or just don't make it out.
I would say the record, sure, it's about being in those dark spots and basically trying to get out of them.
And does the music help with that?
At times. Not as much as I'd like it to. Because I know a lot of people, oh, you know, music is this therapy and you just get all these things out and you're lucky because you have, you know, you have an outlet. But I think music is just a way to keep myself from completely losing my mind. As opposed to really, like, helping me, you know.
For NPR News, this is Christian Bordahl.
Robert Francis's new album, One by One, is in stores now. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.